You're listening to Healthcare Now Radio. Stand by for This Just In, the latest in healthcare innovation and technology trends with your HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome to This Just In. I'm your host, Justin Barnes. In these segments, I'll bring you the latest advancements in healthcare, strategy, innovation, and public policy. As always, we're broadcasting from the This Just In studios on the Business Radio X network, as well as the Healthcare Now radio network. For this episode, my 166th episode, we have a special show dedicated to HIMSS-19 and all that we have lined up for everyone there in Orlando. I'm excited to let everyone know that we'll be broadcasting the This Just In radio show again live from the HIMSS show floor on Tuesday, February 12th from 1 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. This will be our fifth year broadcasting live from the HIMSS annual conference, and I could not be more excited. And many thanks to my radio show supporters, HIMSS, Lenovo Health, Intel, Business Radio X, and certainly Healthcare Now Radio. And also to the 30,000 of you that listen to me on a regular basis, I'm grateful and humbled, and I look forward to seeing many of you in Orlando here shortly. And if you're planning to be there, we'll be broadcasting from booth 2821. Again, that's booth 2821, so please stop by the show. It's very centrally located. We're very easy to find. We're right behind, right next to Cerner, right behind Epic. But you'll certainly be able to find us pretty simply, and please come on by again Tuesday, February 12th, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern. But if you're not able to make it to the conference, you'll be able to listen to our radio show live streamed at thisjustinradio.com. Again, you listen to us live at thisjustinradio.com between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern. Last year, we had over 30,000 listeners and a lot of fun and a lot of learning. And this year, it'll probably be even bigger. I think we're expecting around 40,000 or so to be in Orlando for the annual HIMSS conference. So very, very excited. So for the radio show, we'll have another great slate of CEO, CIO, leading care providers, industry thought leaders, riveting authors, and certainly policy makers joining the show. Here's a brief preview of some of the guests that we have lined up. Many names, many returning people that you've heard from through the years, good close friends of mine, but also many new names as well. But for the most part, here's our lineup. We'll still be adding in three or four more people, but I'll kick off the show at 1 p.m. I also have my good friend Bob Monteverdi from Intel will be hosting with me and helping me kick off the show around 1 o'clock. At 1:15, I have Anish Chopra, who's obviously a great author in the industry. He's our nation's first CTO, reported directly to the president. He's also the founder of Care Journey. But Anish has been a mainstay of my radio show for all 5 years. Great friend, great thought leader in the industry. Very excited to have him. We have Dan Michelson coming up next, CEO of Strata Decision Technology. Dan's been a longtime friend of mine for the past 17 years or so. Dan and I have been good friends. He's one of the initial founders of the EHR Association. And back then we called it the EHR VA, EHR Vendors Association. But when I became chairman, I dropped the vendor term. But Dan sat on the board with me in the very first, in those early days, back in 2005, 2006. But he'll be joining me talking about some great stuff that he has going on the financial side. In the industry and really cost accounting and some best practices there. So very excited to have Dan. My next guest is Dr. Resu Tresha. And a lot of you know him, a great thought leader of the industry. Resu has been a mainstay on my show from day one as well. And he's the EVP and new Chief Strategy Officer for Atrium Health. So very excited to have Resu back and sharing a lot of his best practices that he navigates on a daily basis. He comes from UPMC, as most people know, but now he's moved to the Carolinas. So very excited to have Resu in our neighborhood now and certainly returning guest. Next guest is Paul Black, CEO of Allscripts. Very excited to have Paul join the show. He actually was on our lineup last year. I'm glad to have him this year. And obviously just showing us a lot of it and sharing his insights from his position as CEO of Allscripts and also sharing his best practices on how his customers and how his company is navigating healthcare. Another great returning guest is Dr. John Halamka. He's a great author, everybody knows him, CIO of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, but then also just a prolific thought leader in healthcare and certainly in healthcare IT. And he's got a new book out as well, which we've been actually highlighting on the show, and we'll be talking about it some more at him, but also he's sharing some of his best practices and what he's navigating out there and what innovations he sees. So, and a lot of it around mobility and mobile health, but look forward to hearing from Dr. Halamka, always a great, great guest. And his co-authors, Paul Serrato, Paul will be joining the show as well. So very excited there. Next guest is Neil Gomes. Neil is Chief Digital Officer and Senior Vice President for Technology and Innovation and Consumer Experience at Thomas Jefferson University and Jeff Health. Neil is a longtime guest as well, just a great thought leader in the industry, a great innovator out there as well. So very excited to have Neil joining the show. My next guest is Dr. Jennifer Reniker. Jennifer's actually new to the show, very excited. She's Associate Professor and Coordinator of Research at the University of Mississippi Medical Center. But she'll be talking about some really cool stuff around concussion protocols, some innovations that are happening there. But very excited to have Dr. Reniker join our program for the very first time. Next guest is Edwin Miller, co-founder and CTO of Allidade. Everybody knows Dr. Mustashari, Farzad's company, Allidade. But have his partner, Edwin, joining the show. Farzad is a longtime guest of the of our radio show as well, but he's actually not going to be at HIMSS this year. So he will be having Edwin stand in. And Edwin, it's first time on the show. I'm very forward to having him join us. My next guest is Ligia Riccardi. Hopefully she's going to be able to join. We're working on timing right now, but everybody knows Ligia, a great consumer advocate, patient empowerment leader. She comes from the ONC in the White House, and she's now Chief Transformation Officer at Carium. So hopefully we're going to be able to work out Ligia joining the program, but very excited to have her as well. That should be her first time joining the show. And then at 3 o'clock, we'll have our HIMSS 19 panel discussion, Thinking Beyond Health Innovation. So I have a couple new guests here. Farhad Chowdhury, CEO of Vianova Health, will be talking about virtual care and some best practices there and what they're accomplishing. Andy Bartley will be joining that panel as well. He's a senior solution architect for Intel, but Andy's a returning guest. He was actually on our Global Health Innovation panel last year at HIMSS, and very happy to have Andy join us. And I'll talk about Andy's role also. He's been great in our think tank, and I'll touch on our think tank that we'll host at HIMSS here in a moment, but very excited to have Andy and Intel. Intel's a longtime partner of mine. They've been longtime supporters of the radio show for the last 4 years, and just great partners in the industry. They're terrific partners for my last company, Greenway. And I always love collaborating with them, so glad Andy can join us. And then another Andy Nieto, healthcare solution manager from Lenovo. Again, these are all participants on our HIMSS 19 panel discussion that we'll host live on the radio show starting at 3 o'clock Eastern. It's entitled Think Beyond Health Innovation Panel. So it'll be some really cool innovations talking about what's here today, what's available, certainly around virtual care with Vianova Health, but then also other innovations. And I know Andy will touch on some AI, some artificial intelligence best practices, augmented reality will come up, virtual reality, and talking where we are today, how healthcare is moving forward, and what we can expect in the future. Some really cool best practices came up, and I'll touch on that a little bit later in this program. And some of it actually came up from Intel around artificial intelligence and how doctors are embracing it in their care planning, their care strategy, and the care design. And that's just really cool. So I think it was a little bit of a shock to me, I think, to the think tank the last time we hosted ours in October, or actually late September. And Andy got up there and talked about how physicians are requesting to be trained on artificial intelligence, how it's happening, where it's happening. And just to have that today in the care plans, in the care design, and how we're working to get it right. So some really neat innovations there. So it'll be covering that again on the radio show and certainly in our think tank. And again, I'll expand upon that a little bit later, even in this program. My guest at 3:40 is Dr. Kamal Jethwani. He's Senior Director for Connected Health at Partners in Boston. And Dr. Jethwani is just a phenomenal thought leader, a great collaborator. Every time he's been in our last several think tanks, and he'll be a catalyst in my next think tank, the one coming up for HIMSS 19. And he's just a great guy. Phenomenal ideas around consumerism, consumer engagement, patient education, patient management, virtual care, and they're doing some really great stuff. So he'll be sharing some of his research and what they found with what patients want. I've mentioned this actually on the program several times, some of the best practices that he shared around consumerism and what patients want. And real quickly to highlight it again, because I think it's pretty spot on, certainly even some of the health organizations that I'm a part of, and one of them that I chair in Georgia, within virtual care is essential to that. But it's virtual care. Patients do like it. People are taking, learning it more and implementing it part of their care processes. But they want telemedicine. They want virtual care with their care providers. And that's really what Dr. Jethwani's research has come and proven is, well, patients want to have trust. They want to have access. They like the virtual care strategies and certainly telemedicine, but they want that communication with their doctors, with their nurses, with their own care providers, not random care providers. And I think a lot of the programs out there today, while support telemedicine, it's with a doctor, not your doctor. And that's a big difference. And I think, and that's certainly what we've, one thing I've been very fortunate in the health organization that I chair in Georgia, we have virtual care with all of our patients, and we offer a platform to enable their communication with their doctor. So patients with their doctor in telemedicine, it's a pretty phenomenal program and an opportunity for everybody. And I'm touching on that more also the think tank and later on this show, because we've actually now getting significant reduction in insurance costs and premiums by implement virtual care and then really managing that with a care plan. Obviously you still can see your doctor in person, but by able to have a better care plan, care design, care strategy enabled with virtual care has really been able to reduce our costs in our cost structure, and therefore our insurance companies have been able to give us credit for that. Very exciting. And again, I'll touch on that a little bit later. But Dr. Jethwani will touch on some of that as well from his perspective and partners. And I just listened to that show, the 3:40 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, February 12th. A great show. It'll be a great 10 minutes with Kamal, Dr. Jethwani. Next guest at 4 o'clock is Chris Fowler, COO for CPSI and President and CEO of TrueBridge. This is Chris's first time joining the show, so very excited to see him. Also, next guest at 4:30, Jeff Coughlin, Senior Director, Federal and State Affairs for HIMSS. Jeff is a longtime returning guest, certainly participating in our think tanks as well, always giving us the latest and greatest on what's happening in public policy and legislation, regulatory-wise. And he does it rapid fire. I only usually give him 10 minutes, but Jeff can cover all of the high points in the industry in 10 minutes or less. He's a blessing to have around just because he's such an expert and he knows what he's talking about. He's a great gentleman, great guy, a great friend of the show. So certainly 4:30, listen to Jeff's segment on February 12th. At 4:40, we have a new guest, Evelyn Gallego. She is the HHS Interoperability Care Planning and Social Determinants of Health lead. She's just a great expert in the industry, and she's working on some really cutting edge stuff and really helping with care planning, care design, and then how do you integrate that with social determinants of health. And that's really where we're gonna start seeing some big changes in healthcare, I think, and this is when you start to really cure diseases. When you start looking at some of these components and you're integrating this into the daily care planning and care strategy for patients, we're gonna make demonstrable strides in creating a better society and healthier society. So very exciting to have Evelyn join the show, and her good friend, Dr. Jamie Skipper, who's been a great friend of the show for many, many years, one of my long-term friends, initially from Capitol Hill, but she's chief scientist at EMI, and she's former senior scientist from ONC. But Dr. Jamie Skipper is a great guest of the show, a great friend of the show, great friend of mine personally, and she and Evelyn will be tag teaming their segment, so very forward to that. And then to close the show, I have Ed Marks, CIO, Chief Information Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Ed is a returning guest, a longtime friend of mine, great friend of the show. But he's got some really great best practices to share on what he is doing at Cleveland Clinic, how he's actually partnering, and he's doing some great some learning and best practice sharing with Cleveland Indians and how they engage their members, their guests in the stadium and their fans. And then he's taking some of those best practices into the Cleveland, even the Cleveland Clinic. So he'll talk about that and also how he learns from his peers and some best practices that he takes again from other CIOs across the industry. And he's got just a great learning experience. And so Ed's always a great guest, and I look forward to his segment as well and what he's going to share with us. And then hopefully returning guest Dan Monroe, author and Forbes contributor, will be joining us to help us close the show as well. Dan has a great book out there, Casino Healthcare, spot on with what he envisions and what he sees coming down and for patients and what we can do to prepare for changes in healthcare. So that's a quick overview. Now, that schedule is subject to change a little bit. These are very busy people. And so we do have calendars and shift and change. But right now, that is our run-up show. Very excited to have 20 leading thought leaders for the industry and for healthcare. So very excited there. And hopefully, again, you can stop by at some point and join the show. Again, we're broadcasting live from booth 2821 on Tuesday, February 12th. From 1 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. If you can't join us at the conference floor, then feel free to join us at www.thisjustinradio.com and listen to us live. We had over 30,000 listeners last year, and I expect the same. And again, thank you. If you've ever been to HIMSS, 40,000 will be attending HIMSS. So just a great time, and I highly recommend it. So our next big event at HIMSS is our think tank, our Health Innovation Think Tank. I've mentioned it a few times. We'll be hosting our fifth think tank at HIMSS 19. And again, we're bringing together 50 thought leaders and innovators to collaborate. We'll be going through our consumerism key findings from Think Tank 4. We'll be covering our connected care key findings and report out, as well as our innovation key findings, all from our Think Tank 4 that we hosted back in September. And I'll have actually, as I mentioned, Dr. Jethwani from Partners will be giving the consumerism update and report out. I'll be covering the connected care key findings. Andy Bartley will be covering the innovation key findings. Again, these are all kind of report outs from what we kind of collected in our Think Tank 4. And then we'll just whet the appetite for Think Tank 5. So we're going to be covering healthcare cost transparency, healthcare quality transparency, and innovation and industry disruptors. And I'm hoping that Rasu will be able to help cover the industry disruptors segment, and I know Dr. Jethwani will, and I know that Neil Gomes also will contribute to those topics. But specifically, we won't be able to, just because we only have an hour and a half think tank at HIMSS, we usually have a full 8 hours to cover those topics, and so we want to do a quick report out on consumerism, connected care, and in innovation. We will only be able to kind of whet the discussion, whet the appetite for cost transparency, quality transparency, and innovation industry disruptors. And we'll set that up for a bigger think tank that'll probably come in June. But our topics are going to be healthcare cost transparency, quality transparency, innovation, industry disruptors, and what we should be looking out there and looking for. So very excited about that. And like I said, one of the main components there is where the health organization in Georgia, what we've been able to do on having cost transparency, having quality transparency, enabling virtual care for all of our members and our patients, and really having kind of a holistic approach to medicine. And we do it through a direct primary care model, but then we wrap the right insurance products around it that are integrated with the DPC, the direct primary care model. And when we've done that, we've had two innovative payers come forward and offer us 20 to 30% reduction in premium and rates. So we are really starting to bend the cost curve, and I am extremely excited to talk about that. But again, you can't do that without pricing transparency, with quality, high quality, increased quality, and then using virtual care and telemedicine where necessary. But obviously we have 135 doctors around the state that support this care strategy and this care planning. And we have over 20 offices. So you can't just do everything through virtual care, but when you enable the right care strategy, the right care design, you have the right transparency around the quality and the cost, you will bend the cost curve. We've been able to prove that here in Georgia, and I'm very excited about hopefully now launching it. Actually, we've already launched it in North Carolina, launching it in Colorado, and hopefully in Florida soon. But very, very excited. I don't want to get ahead of my skis there too far and announce too much. But we are starting to take this national, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and also have some really, hopefully, global thought leaders helping that and joining our mission. So very excited. We'll be highlighting some of that again in the think tank. But once you bring all those forces together, we've all been working on it for 20 years plus. But when you bring these new innovations together and transparency, we can bend the cost curve, and very, very excited about that. We'll also be talking about, we're giving a public policy update. So not only will we be doing the policy update during our radio show on the 12th, But I'll have Dr. Jamie Skipper, Evelyn Gallego, and Jeff Coughlin also joining the think tank to give us kind of the latest and greatest on what's happening in public policy, where we need to focus, what NPRMs or proposed rules are coming out, what, you know, really how does it, how can we engage, where's best to engage. So all the best practices in public policy we'll be covering. And then certainly looking out towards where we want to host our next big think tank, because you know, probably will come around the June, the May, June timeframe before everybody bolts for the summer. And usually we'll probably host that either in maybe even in the Carolinas or probably North Carolina. I think we'll probably Raleigh again. We have a great room there. and here are just some of the people that, some of the collaborators for our HIMSS 19 think tank, but we'll have Change Healthcare, Intel, Cure for You, Insights, Allscripts, Villanova Health, HIMSS, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Resurgence Orthopedics, RX Live, Partners Healthcare, EMI Advisors, Lee Memorial Health Systems, Cleveland Clinic, Thomas Jefferson University, Meditech, CDW Healthcare, CPSI, I already mentioned Partners, Lenovo, NextGen, RobinCare, Cerner, HipNation, Citizen Corporation, MedAllies, Insight, CDW, I already mentioned. We see here University of Mississippi Medical Center, Thrive, Atrium Health, Elevation Health Consulting, University of Virginia, Jewel Labs, and Azalea Health. So a great list of leaders joining the think tank. And again, very diverse. We will have thought leaders from innovator companies to patient engagement leaders to payers to large health systems, small health systems, individual practices. So really, everybody under the ecosystem, the healthcare ecosystem. As long as you're a thought leader and you're a great collaborator, you have to be trained in how to be a great collaborator, because you bring a lot of people do compete out in the market. But we put our swords down at the door when we come together. And how do we find best practices to move healthcare forward? What can we do as thought leaders to enable the next generation of solutions, enable the next generation of health systems to advance care and hopefully lower costs, make healthcare more accessible, higher quality, lower cost, more innovative, and that's what we do. We try to come together as an industry in a very diverse. Now, it's one of the precipices for the creation, the formation of the think tank was having all these great people come together from different silos. We tend to collaborate in silos in healthcare. But we say, hey, you know what? What can we do to really come together, share best practices, leave all the competition at the door to benefit healthcare, benefit our industry, benefit patients, benefit taxpayers who foot the bill for a lot of this. So that's what we do in the think tank. A lot of great companies. I already mentioned who's going to be in Think Tank 5, but in the past, you know, Northwell and Duke and University of Virginia and Parkland Medical Center, Boston University, Nemaha County, Pratt Regional Medical Center, Reliant Medical Group, Nemours, Children's Health System, Dartmouth Hitchcock, Phoenix Children's, Lee Memorial, Ohio Health, Halifax, HCR Medicare. I mean, just a lot of great institutions. And then obviously on the innovator side, I've mentioned a lot of them, but you've got Intel, Qualcomm, Philips, McKesson, Notable Health, Meditech, Cerner, Allscripts, CPSI, NextGen, Change Healthcare, Practice Fusion, Cure for You. And then obviously HHS, CMS, ONC have all collaborated, HipNation, a lot of great organizations that have supported the think tank through the years. And obviously Lenovo and UPMC and HealthEC and Commonwealth Health and Waller MD, obviously my company, my Justin Barnes Advisors and Justin Barnes Health. And there's a lot of great companies that have gotten behind us and really helped create a lot of these best practices and key takeaways. And you can find them all posted at healthinnovationthinktank.com. Again, healthinnovationthinktank.com. You can see a lot of what we've been creating. We'll be publishing more in the coming weeks. But certainly keep an eye out for that. Again, we'll be talking about consumerism, connected care, and innovation, and those best practices will all be published at HIMSS 19. And then again, for the think tank, we'll be covering cost transparency, quality transparency, innovation, and industry disruptors. And even thinking about a new topic, trying to really scale technology. I call the term amplification of technology. How can we implement faster, safer, higher quality, and lower cost? And the term I came up with there at the last think tank was amplification of technology. There's a lot out there, but how can we really come together as an industry, and what can we do to amplify a lot of these innovations and implement in a safe manner, better quality, better technology, better innovation, and bring it all together for a greater benefit. So looking very forward to that also, hopefully making it into Think Tank 5 coming up. But again, if you want to check out all of our best practices, and a lot of our case studies will be published in the coming month or so, healthinnovationthinktank.com. So that's it. That's our show for today. I'm grateful everybody chose to join us. Please check us out again Tuesday, February 12th, between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m., booth 2021, or you can stream us live at thisjustinradio.com. Have a great slate of 20 thought leaders join the program, and then obviously we'll have our Health Innovation Think Tank on the 13th with 50 thought leaders there and innovators, and we'll be publishing a lot of our best practices during that time frame, and certainly subsequently after him. So check out healthinnovationthinktank.com. And thanks everyone for joining us today. Please tune in weekdays at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, 11:30 a.m. Pacific to hear our latest shows. As always, you can track me on Twitter at HIT Advisor, and you use the hashtag ThisJustinRadio so we can respond to your comments from the show. If you miss any of this episode or want to hear more, my shows are always posted at Apple iTunes, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Google Play, and TuneIn. Thanks everyone. And hope to see you soon in HIMSS 19. Have a terrific week.